my friend on memory lane. Relive it again on memory lane. Can we go? Oh, I need to go. Oh, memory lane. Ooh. Memory lane. Ooh. Memory lane. I'm driving down Prison Street. Take me to Pleasant Street.
Hey, this is Christian
and Ryan
from Group Love, and you're listening to 91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford. Freeform Radio.
Okay. cheap time to see today. Everything is scattered, life is unbecome. All she ever wanted was to have a little fun. Oh, all she ever wanted, she didn't really know. What's a girl to ask for when nothing seems to go? Everything will rust and wither away. So she dreams of one last quiver on her lips on judgment day. Tell me I'm a good girl.
Breaking glass. son, heaven's second child, son of a gun. I've been a prisoner, a preacher too. 38 special did just what it's meant to do.
Sunday morning, everyone. It is 4:16 here at WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Tufts Free Farm Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial, streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, evangelist and pastor teacher, Don Lee Vernon Brown, on this Sunday, September the 8th, 2019 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. Let's get you involved in some sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game. As far as the world of sports is concerned, I would certainly love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. Again, that phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. Okay, 419 here on WMFO in Medford, a Brown perspective on sports. A lot of things going on in the sporting world, and so let's get right into Major League Baseball yesterday. In the American League, Yankees 5 and the Red Sox 1. The Rays 5 and the Blue Jays 3. The Rangers 9 and the Orioles 4. The Angels 8 and the White Sox 7. The Twins 5 and Cleveland 3. Astros 2 and the Mariners 1. The A's 10 and the Tigers 2. Over in the National League, the Diamondbacks 2 and the Reds zip. The Cardinals 10 and the Pirates 1. The Brewers 3 and the Cubs 2. The Phillies 5 and the Mets zip. The Braves 5 and the Nationals 4. The Padres 3 and the Rockies zip. And the Giants 1 and the Dodgers zip. In interleague play, the Royals 7 and the Marlins 2. In the Red Sox game, Mookie Betts went 1 for 3 with a walk. He's hitting .290 on the season. Xander Bogaerts went 1 for 4. He's hitting .309. Rafael Devers 0 for 4. He's hitting .314. J.D. Martinez 1 for 4. He's hitting .310. He gets his 35th home run of the year. Andrew Benintendi went 0 for 4. He's hitting .276. Christian Vasquez 0 for 3. He's hitting .270. Mitch Moreland 1 for 3. Hitting .249. Travis 0 for 2. Hitting .231. Marco Hernandez 1 for 1. Hitting .311. We've got to find a place for him next year in the lineup. I wonder if he can play center field. Brock Holt went 0 for 3. He's hitting .313. Red Sox used a raft of pitchers now that the rosters have been expanded. Lakin started. He went 2 innings, struck out 3, had a 4.15 ERA. Followed by Pointer, went 1 inning. He had a 10.50 ERA. Weber went 1/3 of an inning, gave up 2 hits, 2 runs, struck out 1. 4.33 is ERA. He got the loss, 2-3 on the season. Brewer went 2/3 of an inning. He gave up 3 hits, 2 runs. 4.53 is his ERA. Kelly went 1 inning, gave up nothing. He had a 13.30 ERA, however. Velasquez went 1 inning, gave up a hit, struck out 1. 5.58 is his ERA. Smith followed. Pitched an inning, struck out 1. And Shawarin pitched 2 innings, gave up 3 hits, 1 run, 2 strikeouts, and a 7.98 ERA. Right now, the Red Sox are 8 games behind the Rays. I don't know how close they are, how far away they are from Oakland for the wild card spot. But it does not look good. I think we only have 21 games left. It would take a miracle, I guess. But hey, miracles do happen, so we'll just keep our... And with that, our batting order, so many people hitting .300 or close to .300 that who knows, anything can happen. So we'll just keep our fingers crossed here. 422 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnie Brown. On this Sunday, September the 8th, 2019 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-WMFO. 9636. I shall be back. That's a promise. We'll be right back. It's 4:28 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial, streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org, and multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5FM.org, from the App Store. Okay, let's go to college basketball college football yesterday. Clemson 24, Texas A&M 10, Alabama 62, New Mexico State 10. A lot of cupcake games early in the season. Georgia 63, Murray State 17, Oklahoma 70, South Dakota 14, Ohio State 42, Cincinnati zip. LSU 45, Texas 38, Michigan 24, Army 21. That game went two overtimes. Auburn 24, Tulane 6, Florida 45, UT Martin zip. Utah 35, Northern Illinois 17, Iowa 30, Rutgers zip. Maryland 63. Oh, this is upset. Maryland unranked defeated Syracuse 63-20. Woo! Another upset. Colorado unranked defeated Nebraska, ranked number 25, 34-31. Another upset. USC ranked number 23. USC, unranked, defeated Stanford, who was ranked number 23, 45-20. Washington 59, Northern Colorado 17. Michigan State 51, Western Michigan 17. And UCF 48, Florida Atlanta 14. I may have missed some games here because my computer was having problems this morning picking up all the games in the college ranks, so I think I may have missed a game or two. But anyway, that's what I have, and if you have any questions about that, or if you have any more information, give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. 4:31 is the Brown Perspective on Sports Time. I'm your host, Donald Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, very simple. Just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
load. It's more than a load.
The WMFO iPhone application is now available for free from the Apple iTunes App Store. Yes, now you can enjoy WMFO's unique freeform mix of music, commentary, and educational programming from anywhere in the world. You've got an iPhone or iPod Touch and access to the internet. With WMFO's free iPhone app, you also get instant access to the Spinatron playlist and the station's website, while talking to the current DJ is just a few finger taps away. Plus, even more features are on the way. WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on the FM, and WMFO.org on the web. Go ahead, upgrade your freeform.
And that message, of course, was brought to you by our friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. Okay, 4:38, it's the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnie Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Okay, I saw the ending of the U.S. Women's Open Championship yesterday, and Andreescu from Canada defeated Serena Williams 6-3 and 7-5. Serena was making a big comeback in the second match, but you can see she was clearly running out of gas. And youth prevailed. I guess it's debatable now as to whether we're seeing a new champion coming on the scene. Andreescu, this is her first championship win in a big match. Can she continue it? We don't know. First time I ever saw her. But she looks like a very powerful young lady. And so we're going to have to see whether she can continue this, or whether Serena can come back, or whether some of the other up-and-coming young tennis, female tennis players will be able to break in and do some damage later on and challenge for the championship. We still have Osaka out there, and there's Sloane Stephens and Coco. Everybody's on Coco, so we'll see. There are other players too whose names just escape me. But anyway, we're going to move right along. The big news, if you're a Boston sports fan, the big, big, unbelievable news. Earlier in the week, on one of the NFL football talk shows, I think... I don't remember who all the people were on there, but someone was talking about Antonio Brown, and they said, I think they said it jokingly, well, he'll get out of his contract with Oakland and wind up with the Patriots. And yeah, you know, everybody laughed. At least I did. Excuse me. And guess what? Antonio Brown got out of his Oakland contract and now is a member of the New England Patriots. And, you know, there have been a lot of reclamation projects, guys who had reputations, who had talent, but reputations that, cause you to wonder, will they be of any benefit to the Patriots? And there's been a list of them. I won't go over them all. I skipped so many. But anyway, I wonder, is Antonio Brown the most difficult personality the Patriots have ever signed and attempt to fit into the mold of the way the Patriots do things? It's going to be interesting because if he can stick to football off and on the field, the Patriots quartet of receivers may be the best in the history of the NFL on one team. Julian Edelman, Darius Thomas, Gordon and Brown. It's like, well, they're certainly going to, well, I can't say they're going to. It seems certainly look like they have the potential of filling in for all of the lost offense that they were going to face this season without Rob Gronkowski at tight end. And, you know, we got some pretty big guys out there with good hands, a lot of speed. Will they play all four of them at the same time, or will they have one resting to fill in for the other three? One of the other three as they go through the season. It's going to be interesting. It's tremendously interesting. Brown is rated as one of the best, if not the best, wide receivers in the NFL. And even with the problems he had in Pittsburgh, he still had a pretty good year. His deal is for 1 year, $15 million, with a $9 million signing bonus. And I'm assuming that, I haven't seen the contracts and probably wouldn't understand it if I did see it. They have somebody explain it to me. But I'm sure that the Patriots, recognizing the potential to go awry, have built it in something that if he acts up in any way that's ruled detrimental to the Patriots team this year, he's a gonzo. And anybody who can't stick with the Patriots, I guess, not going to get big bucks anywhere else. Because, like I said, the Patriots have had a history of reclaiming problemed people. And can say the same thing about Gordon. So, we'll have to wait and see. He's not going to play tonight, that's for sure. But he may be available next Sunday. And that's, again, another situation. How quickly can he catch on to the Patriots playbook? And I've been saying, if you've been listening to the program the past couple of weeks, the Patriots have an awesome running game, which they barely used in preseason. And I thought that was going to be one of their secret weapons that they would unveil as needed. They had a pretty good running back in Michelle last year, and they drafted another good running back also. And we've still got, a couple of good running backs also that whose names escape me. But anyway, it looks like an awesome season for the Patriots. playing in the AL East. It was going to virtually guarantee them a place in the playoffs. And if people were saying, last year's Super Bowl was boring because of the lack of scoring, hey, they played a very good defensive team who had a pretty budding offense except for their running game. And they held them to 3 points. So, when you're talking about competition, you would say, hey, look, it's the Kansas City Chiefs and the Rams again and the New Orleans Saints. Patriots may have edged their way by all of them. And also, they didn't use much of their defense on a regular basis during the preseason. And their defensive line, okay, they're good. I wouldn't say they're the best, but they're good. And their linebackers are very good. We got Jamie Collins back. You could call him a reclamation project also, perhaps. And their defensive backfield is also very good. And with the offense being able to, if the offense is able to control the ball for big segments of time, the defense, hey, Bennett and company, I thought they lost too many people on their defensive line to get back to where we anticipated them to be. But it seems like they're making up for it in a number of different ways. And I guess Andrews at center is going to be a major loss as far as the offense is concerned. But, hey, you know, we've got, I think, Karras, and we brought in somebody, I think, from Buffalo or someplace like that. So, it's going to be very, very interesting. And let me tell you what we've got as far as picks for this week. I had the Packers over the Bears on Thursday night, but I don't know which team looked worse in that 10-3 Packers victory. I had the Rams over the Panthers tomorrow. Today, rather. Superman has a bad right shoulder and a banged up ankle. Can he still fly? If so, you should still stay away from Aaron Donald. I got the Rams over the Panthers. I got the Titans over the Browns. A lot of yapping about the Browns and from the Browns. About the Browns and from the Browns. But they have to prove it between the lines to convince me. I'm taking Titans over the Browns. I got the Chiefs over the Jaguars. Had their defense improved enough to beat the Patriots? No, it's going to have to improve a little bit more. If Brown can come in and, like I said, keep his head on straight. I got the Ravens over the Dolphins, the first team to tank before the season even begins. Dolphins have been trading away players like crazy, getting draft picks, making it more difficult for my man down there to break in as a rookie coach. I got the Falcons over the Vikings. This is my flip a coin game. Haven't seen either play in preseason. Have they improved any? Have they fallen back? I don't know. I got the Jets over the Bills. Some New York team has to win this game. You know, just let's rub it in while we can still rub it in. I got the Eagles over Washington. We'll see if they can win anything without Foles. I got the Colts over the Chargers. If the O-line is any better than last year, it won't be long before Brissett will have the Indy fans saying, "Luck who?" Some experts have the Chargers going to the Super Bowl. If I was a gambler, I would gladly take their money on that one. I don't see the Chargers going anywhere, but who knows? Oh, Jacoby Brissett is like Jaylen Brown of the Boston Celtics in the fact that he negotiates his own contract. Saves a bit of money. And I think he has the ability to do extremely well. And like I said, it depends upon what kind of protection he can get from his offensive line. I have the Seahawks over the Bengals. A lot of new faces, but Cincy is still Cincy. I got the Cardinals over the Lions. This is my second flip-a-coin game this week. Haven't seen the Cardinals. Haven't seen the... Well, I did see a little bit of the Lions against the Patriots. The Lions did not look good at all. So, that's a flip of the coin here as far as the Cardinals over the Lions. Cardinals have the rookie quarterback. We'll see. The little rookie quarterback. We'll see how he holds up. I got the Cowboys over the Giants. Two good running games, but I'll take Zach over Manning. Manning seems to be on the decline. And Zach Prescott, he hasn't got his contract, but he's not making any noise either. So we'll see just how good the Cowboys can be. Everybody raves about the Cowboys offensive line, so that might make Zeke Elliott an even better player than he has been. Got the 49ers over the Bucks. Jimmy G hasn't been too sharp so far this year, for what I've been told. But I'll take their D over the Bucks. I got the Patriots over the Steelers. And at that time, I didn't know about the Brown acquisition. Edelman, Thomas, and Gordon will be hard for any defense to cover this year if they can stay healthy and out of the illegal pharmacy. But it's possible that the defense is better than last year. And then there's the GOAT with his young whippersnapper with a better arm breathing down his neck, Stidham. So the competition, potential competition, may make Tom, go even deeper into his arsenal of weapons. I got the Saints over the Texans right now. I've got the Saints and the Patriots in the Super Bowl, barring any major injuries on either side. And I guess the question with the Saints is, how good will their defense be throughout the year? I got the Broncos over the Raiders. Antonio Brown is probably one of the worst head cases in the history of sports. He is certainly a disgrace to the Brown clan. That old helmet that he wanted didn't protect him enough from the brain damage that he's already suffered. I wonder what team will pay him the money that he wants and will put up with his antics. The answer, New England Patriots. Who the thunk it? I never in my entire life would have dreamed that that was possible. It's 4:54 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. 91.5 on your FM dial, streaming live on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. On this Sunday, September the 8th, 2019 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. Okay, 4:58 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. On this Sunday, September the 8th, 2019 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Time to put the wraps on this edition. Be back next Sunday, Lord willing, at 4 a.m. or thereabouts with another edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. I'd like to hear from you. Now we invite you to stay tuned for Sounds of Praise. We have a special blessed program for you coming your way. You don't want to miss great gospel music from now, from 5 until 8 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. See you next Sunday, and stay tuned. Great gospel music is coming your way.